Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has promised to continue reconciliation with First Nations people following Labor's historic landslide victory in the federal election. The government has been returned with an increased majority, securing Albanese a second term in office. It was a devastating result for the coalition, which is on track for its worst ever result in a federal election, with Peter Dutton becoming the first opposition leader to lose his own seat.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese back in Canberra and back to work.
It is great to have the honour of being back in the Prime Minister's courtyard.
He returns thanks to a victory that went above and beyond the wildest of Labor's political dreams.
It is with a deep sense of humility and a profound sense of responsibility that the first thing that I do tonight is to say thank you to the people of Australia.
And in his first speech, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese paid his respects to First Nations people.
I pay my respects to elders, past, present and emerging.
The Prime Minister vowing to work with communities to improve the lives of Indigenous Australians.
We will be a government that supports reconciliation with First Nations people. Because we will be a stronger nation when we close the gap.
It was a devastating night for the coalition and its leader, Peter Dutton, who was cast out of Parliament.
Tonight's not the night that we wanted for the Liberal Party or for our coalition or indeed for our country.
During his election campaign, Dutton vowed to remove the Aboriginal and Torres Strait flag from official press conferences. He also planned to work with the New South Wales state government to remove Indigenous flags from the Sydney Harbour Bridge and labelled welcome to country ceremonies as overdone and divisive.
We didn't do well enough during this campaign. That much is obvious tonight.
In Darwin, the re-elected Minister for Indigenous Australians thanked her supporters.
The people of the Northern Territory have joined with all Australians to say we love our country. We do not want to see division in this country, especially with our First Nations people.
Malandiri McCarthy spent much of her election campaign in the NT with returning Lingari MP Marion Scrimgeour, the pair promoting their policies for increased remote food security and a plan to raise the number of jobs in remote areas.
With strength, determination and an absolutely strong vision for the future.
The Coalition's Indigenous Senator, Jacinta Nampajimpa-Price, acknowledging mistakes in her party's campaign, but also blaming the media.
Labor, certainly the media, slung enough mud in terms of this particular issue.
Among her policies, Price called for an audit of Indigenous affairs spending and the reintroduction of compulsory income management via the controversial cashless debit card.
Aboriginal people are going to continue to be marginalised. The gap is going to get wider because we take an ideological approach to all of these issues, and Labor will continue to do that. They'll invest money in organisations and not listen to the little people on the ground. But I'll continue to fight.
But Labor insists it's committed to closing the gap.
It's not always on the front page, the work that we do in the Treasury portfolio on economic empowerment. I've been working with the Coalition of the Peaks on jobs and investment. My colleagues have been working on health and education. And so we're trying to advance this agenda in the absence of the voice, recognising that the people have spoken on that front.
A massive win for Labor, Indigenous Australia, now waiting to see what it means for them. Makili Siren, NITV News.
With more on the Coalition's resounding defeat, here's our National Indigenous Affairs Editor, John Paul Jenke.
Put simply, it was a disastrous Coalition election campaign, crippled by indecision, policy confusion, backflips and inconsistent messaging. Their campaign post-mortem has begun and it won't be pretty. In a statement posted to social media, Northern Territory Senator Jacinta Nampa-Jinpa-Price said, "We lacked a clear agenda and we didn't articulate a vision." She's right. After 3 years in opposition, the LNP lacked a comprehensive plan with much-needed detailed policy offerings that not only spoke to change for Indigenous communities and their leaders, but also to the wider electorate. Price and others must accept blame for this. The voters also rejected the wedge politics, the scare campaigns, and the relentless attacks on Indigenous identity. After Labor's win on Saturday night, the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Senator Malandiri McCarthy, spoke about being given a mandate to find and persevere through a better way for all Australians, especially for First Nations people. Now, it might only be the first week since the election win, but the clock has already started ticking on how a second-term Albanese government will deliver with that mandate on its new and existing commitments that will see real gains in communities across diverse issues like closing the gap, cost of living pressures, addressing housing and overcrowding, remote jobs, food security, and addressing climate change in the Torres Strait. A two-term government now has a real chance to implement its agenda in partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations and communities. Looking back in 3 years' time, after 6 years of an Albanese government, it'll be hard to defend your record if there's been no real improvement or gains for First Nations communities.
The peak body representing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and families has welcomed the federal election result, saying it brings new opportunity towards improving the lives of our people. The Prime Minister pointed to reconciliation and closing the gap as a focus of his government in its second term. The latest Productivity Commission figures show that only 4 out of 19 national closing the gap targets are on track to be met.
It's a funny word, that reconciliation, because it means so many different things to so many different people. But I think at the heart of it is a genuine commitment to making sure that we're seeing you, we're working with you, and we're going to ensure that these incredible opportunities that are offered in this country are also available to First Nations people, because that is only fair.
I feel encouraged that we're going down a track of we can make change going ahead. And I think that's what Australians have said. We don't want that divide.
The head of Australia's National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, NACHO, says she expects a much stronger commitment to closing the gap from the Labor government's second term. In an interview with Carla Grant on Living Black, Pat Turner says she wants the Commonwealth to take the lead and make a commitment to properly fund community health programs. She also says federal funding needs to be managed independently of state government politics.
I want the Labor government to commit the financial resources. I don't want them to fund the Northern Territory government or the Queensland government without conditions tied that are in the best interest of our people and in a decision-making, shared decision-making partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander representatives in those jurisdictions. The same should apply right across the country, of course.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.